be serious, you've had the fun, because not all of you will know about the whole of David's career. So he trained at Nottingham University as a social worker, and he's got a background in psychiatric social work and management in the personal social services. He was involved in actually founding Pilgrim's Hospice in Canterbury before he joined North London Hospice as Director of Social Work, and it was certainly then that I first became aware of David. He's always had an interest in minority ethnic communities and in refugees and in people who in some ways experience sometimes life on the margins of society. And it wasn't surprising, therefore, that he took up a role as advisor for ethnic minorities and refugees in Enfield. He then became one of a very select band of Macmillan principal lecturers in palliative care, and David's particular post was at Middlesex University. And whilst he was doing that, he was also keeping a social work practice role with the Macmillan support team at Barnet Hospital. Then he came to St Christopher's in 2001 and basically transformed education and training at St Christopher's. Of course, he was building on the shoulders of giants, but just let's be clear that the number of courses we run here very quickly trebled, that we made all sorts of partnerships with universities, academic organisations, and began to run validated courses, many of which were postgraduate and undergraduate courses. And certainly I think for David and me, particularly close to our hearts, have been the childhood bereavement courses, the first of their kind in the UK. And as social workers, I think we both felt very proud of the fact that those were launched here at St Christopher's. Our headmaster has already made reference to the enormous amount of publishing that David has done at every level, from writing articles to editing books to slightly more ephemeral pieces of publication, but always with this slant of an interest in disadvantaged dying and excluded groups. More recently, an interest in narratives in end-of-life care. And David has single-handedly, not only for St Christopher's really, but for National Council and other organisations, flown a flag, at the beginning quite a lonely flag, but more recently joined by many colleagues, for the importance of involving users in not only